Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Husis, and welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Spanish wine's getting a lot more attention these days.
Oh, deservedly so.
Mostly the reds.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some pretty substantive white wines.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, there's a lot of great white wine coming out of Spain, starting with Albariño.
Okay.
Just a fabulous wine.
Uh-huh.
I had the chance to try three of them, Hugh, and I was blown away by the quality. Very, very high quality. So I'm pleased to report on them.
Well, thank you very much.
The first one is called Tarima, and it's by Bodega Volver. It's their nickname is Mediterraneo. It's from Alicante, which is in the southeast corner, right on the Mediterranean Sea. This is a lovely white wine by any account. It's from the Mediterranean coast of Spain in Alicante, and the principal grape is Muscat of Alexandria, which is a very, very old grape. It's been around for millennia. The aroma is spring fresh. There's apple blossoms and lemon peel. But the wine really shines when you actually take a sip. It's rich. It's off dry. And it's packed with flavor and just softness. The fruit is balanced by good acidity. And you can taste ripe pink grapefruit, yellow pears, and apricot. And this is a delicious wine that will match up with many a meal. But grilled scallops came to mind.
Awesome.
$15 for the Tarima by Bodega Volver. $15. It's got to be my wine of the week. No question about it. Now, here's another lovely one from basically the same region. Semeiras. White Ribeiro. No, not Ribeiro del Duero, just Ribeiro. Yeah. 2021. A little more expensive, $17. It's another wine from the same place. This is just yummy. It's a blend of Albariño and a local grape called Treshidura, which I never heard of.
Right.
You know, that's what you get. But the wine is just smoothly rich and fruity. On the nose, I picked up classic quinine water, limes, and mineral notes. You ought to mix that with some gin, I think.
Maybe. Okay.
But on the palate, the wine seems rich and deep. The flavors reiterate the quinine water, adding some bitter lemon and strong minerality. A really nice mouthful of wine. This is Semeiras White Ribeiro 2021. Really nice wine. Now, here's one that just I was really pleased to taste this. This is Ilera Rueda Verdejo.
Uh-huh.
And I just fell in love with Rueda Verdejo quite a while ago. It's probably the most widely liked white wine in Spain because you see it in every single bar or restaurant. The aroma was quite sophisticated. There was hazelnut, lychee nuts, honeysuckle, and a touch of wet stone. And the wine's flavor is really impressive. It's pure quality, Hugh. It's smooth and rich and balanced, deeply flavored. And the primary tastes are tart lemon with a streak of honey, and then a strong smack of minerality. The finish is dry and lengthy, so overall, a very, very strong effort. Ilera Rueda Verdejo, 2021, $19. It's
okay.
Under $20. I gave it 3 stars. I'm just so pleased to taste all these great white wines coming out of Spain. And we'll remind folks that we are going to put all of our Cellar Notes selections on our website at WIPR.org. Just navigate to Cellar Notes page, and you'll see not only this week's, but, for the last few months. So if you want to go shopping and try to find some of these, that's a good place to start. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.